Same. And a consummate performer.
Hello, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the 13th National Homelessness Radio Marathon on CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax. As we mentioned earlier, we weren't able to broadcast live this year due to a snowfall warning that's taking place right now in Halifax. What you just heard there was also from the Shining Lights Choir CD, and it was called Bad Rain, and it was written and performed by Noelle Hingley. So we have Evan Cool now joining us from Solidarity Halifax, and we've asked him to come in today to kind of speak to the structural and systemic contributions to homelessness and precarious housing in Halifax, and I have a few questions here for him that I'm going to ask him today. So the first thing we wanted to ask you was, what do we need to do to address inequitable access to housing in Halifax?
Okay, so on the question of housing, I think something that's often missing from public discussions is the question of ownership. The vast majority of housing stock, rental housing stock in Halifax, is owned by private developers, families of landlords, and it's operated for profit. There has been no real new construction of public housing in the past couple of decades, and the public housing we have is in very poor condition. The question of what do we need to do to address it, look at who owns things. We have very wealthy real estate developers who drive the process of real estate development in Halifax, and they're doing that more or less they're doing that for the purpose of profit, not the public need, not the public good, and not what low-income people need in terms of housing. Also, the issues of wages and income assistance rates have to be part of this discussion. Average rent in Nova Scotia right now in the private market is about $775 a month. That is easily half of the take-home wages for a full-time minimum wage earner. And the availability of full-time jobs, even full-time minimum wage jobs, is very low right now. We have relatively high unemployment rate. Attached to that is the inadequacy of income assistance. The max that you can get as a single person on income assistance, if the government considers you to be disabled, is $535 a month. If the government doesn't consider you to be disabled, your shelter allowance is $300 a month. That is not just rent. That's meant to account for any housing costs, direct housing costs like rent, but also heat, hot water, electricity, anything associated with housing costs is meant to be covered by that amount. You can't find anywhere on the peninsula, or even largely outside of the peninsula, for $535 a month. And even if you can, the likelihood that that includes electricity and electricity and other utilities is very low. Another thing we need to look at is the role of the public sector. Even in our housing strategy, it's quite clear that the government is willing to leave affordable housing up to those real estate developers. Through the housing subsidy program, even more public money is going into the hands of real estate developers whose sole purpose is to create profit. And that's a problem. That's not a way to ensure affordable housing.
So what needs to be done?
What needs to be done? We need to start thinking about public solutions to social problems. We need to start constructing more public housing. We should look at taking public control over slum housing, where largely people on social assistance and low wage earners live. Even in jurisdictions in Canada, this is an approach that's taken. BC Housing in urban areas where rundown rooming houses exist, the government will often take it over, and it doesn't become the Ritz, but at least it ensures that water's running, electricity's on, and people have a safe roof over their head. The government is not willing to explore that right now. They're leaving things up to the private sector, and as we see in North Dartmouth, the 500 block of Spryfield, when the private sector is left to provide affordable housing, it's unaccountable and often unlivable.
So if some of our listeners can relate and are, you know, hearing what you're saying and want to get involved somehow themselves, where do they go? Who do they speak to? Who can they reach out to?
Well, the good news is that there are a number of groups working around affordable housing and working to fight poverty in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia ACORN is a wonderful organization of low and moderate income people. It's a democratic membership organization, so this is people with low incomes or moderate incomes coming together to discuss what the issues are and what solutions they want to see are. There are active chapters in Halifax and Dartmouth. So I would encourage anyone who's interested to see how they can support or get involved. At the end of the day, capitalism is an exploitative and destructive system. It produces poverty, and it produces many of the conditions that this marathon and many organizations are trying to address. If folks are interested in getting involved in the struggle against capitalism, I would encourage people to get involved in Solidarity Halifax. We are a membership organization of people who are committed to envisioning and building a world beyond capitalism, a world where oppression has ended, where exploitation has ended, where the destruction of the environment has ended. Solidarity Halifax is always happy to take on new members, and I would encourage you to check that organization out. Check us out. We have a website, solidarityhalifax.ca, that has information on how to get involved.
It's fine to lie when you wanna screw.